Our guest this morning is Vicki Lass, Director of Economic Development for the County of Huron. Good morning, Vicki. How are you today?
Just great, JC. How are you this morning?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about something that's kind of important in our area, being that we live in a fairly rural area with a lot of agriculture. Farm succession planning. It might be kind of a tough topic for some families to talk about, and you've got a special event coming up to help with that.
We do. We are having an event on November the 16th called Finding Fairness in Farm Transition with Elaine Fraze, who's Canada's Farm Whisperer, as our workshop leader for the day. So, JC, it's a bit of a workshop and it's a bit of sharing of information. And Elaine works with farm families all over North America, helping them get to the point where everybody's happy with the transition from one generation to the next.
Obviously, it's a full-day event, so there's going to be a lot to take in. This is going to run from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on November 16th. If people are thinking about that this is a good option for them, something that they might be interested in, first of all, what will they learn from Elaine when they're at this event, and what kind of people should be signing up for it?
Sure. So Elaine is talking about the fairness in farm transition, and FAIR is actually an acronym for financial transparency, attitude, intent, and roles. She'll be looking at both the founder generation and the next generation, and how do they share that financial transparency so that each of them are clear on what's capable for that transition plan for the farm from a financial perspective. And then attitudes, talking about how important the attitude that we bring to that conversation table is, and how do we understand each other better? And then intent. And so again, everyone at the table, what is their intent when they come to the table? How do we shape that intent, and how do we keep things moving along in a positive way? So after we've had all those farm transition conversations, we still want to have Christmas dinner together. And then roles, looking at what is your role within the farm business? What is your role within the transition plan? And sort of what's your personality type, and how is it best that the personalities can all work together? And then one of the things that Elaine does during her sessions, which I really like, is she guarantees anonymity. So if you have questions to ask, she actually gives you her mobile phone number and you text them to her. And then she repeats the question and she answers it, and no one's identified. So that really takes some of the stress and anxiety out of the one-day event. And as far as who should attend, well, all generations of a farm family that are interested in transition at any point along that discovery line. So whether you're just starting transition, if you're mid-transition, and even if you already have a written transition plan, the work is never really done, so there's always something to learn. And then it's also really important that people who work with farm families, like bankers, financial planners, accountants, or lawyers, come to hear what's going on and even come with some of their clients so that they can learn the language and look at how we can help these farm families move from one generation to the next and still guarantee the family members on the farm.
The day long is going to be November 16th, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. For people that want to register, there is a deadline, which is going to be coming up on Thursday, November 2nd. So that's something to keep in mind if people are thinking about signing up. What's the best way to sign up?
It's an Eventbrite event, so you can purchase tickets through Eventbrite. But to get the link for that, you can go to HuronCounty.ca/economic development, and then there's a link right on our website for you to be able to get your tickets.
And I also, too, when people are headed to that website as well, the Huron County website, I noticed that you have a lot of resources posted there as well for any families that are having that conversation. Maybe they might not be able to attend the event, but they've got some questions. There's a lot of resources on the website to help out local families.
Yes, there are. We have a number of different resources on the website. We have books about succession planning, some of them written by Elaine Fraze, available through our libraries. This is not just a one-event wonder. This is an overall project for us. When we did our BR&E, which is a Business Retention and Expansion Survey in 2021, we had over 200 primary producers or farmers answer the BR&E questions. And one of the things they identified as really important was they were struggling with succession planning, not knowing where where to start, not knowing where to find resources. So we've curated a number of resources on our website that include blogs, references to books, as I said, that are in the library, and podcasts. And what we're trying to do is allow people an entry point where they're comfortable. If they're not comfortable right now coming to the session, although we highly recommend it, they can sit and listen to some podcasts while they're in the tractor during harvest or while they're doing, you know, work around the house, whatever it might be, while they're driving to their off-farm job. But they can sort of put a foot in the water and test it and see how it goes. And we've also created our own Huron County podcast, the first of which will go live today. So that will also be linked off of our webpage.
That's amazing. Of course, we're going to post all the links along with a copy of this interview on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Definitely an important topic, one that affects a lot of families in our area, including my own. So hopefully a lot of people can attend the event coming up on November 16th, or at least check out huroncounty.ca/economic-development for more of the resources that Vicki was talking about. Vicki, is there anything else we should know about families that are interested in the event or in anything to do with the Economic Development Department for Huron County?
Thanks for that opportunity, JC. Yes, we're working on succession planning, not just for farm families, but that is our first out of the gate program that we're offering. We're also working on helping businesses that are looking to retirement and looking at opportunities for how do they exit that business and yet not leave a gap in our supply chain or our value chain for different businesses. So there's Huron County is a very entrepreneurial county. And again, when we did our BR&E, we found that 92% of the businesses that answered our survey were owner-operated, and the owner was on site on a daily basis. We also found that, just like farming, a number of those businesses are aging out. They're moving towards retirement. So we're looking to be able to help those businesses exit profitably and also attract new entrepreneurs who would like to buy those businesses and settle in Huron County and work at meaningful work that they're passionate about. And we just want to be able to help make those connections across the succession planning spectrum.
It's like the circle of economic life, Simba.
That's right. We teach how to start a business, how to grow a business, and now we're going to be working heavily in the transition or succession or business sale area.
Ah, that's incredible. Well, we're going to, again, post a copy of this interview and links to everything that we talked about at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Vicki Lass is the Director of Economic Development for the County of Huron. Vicki, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, JC. It's been a pleasure.